Microsoft was sued Friday by the parent company of its hometown daily newspaper, the Seattle Times-Co, which joined with Newsday to accuse the Redmond tech giant and OpenAI of using their journalism to train artificial intelligence models. The lawsuit alleges that the companies scraped hundreds of thousands of Seattle Times and Newsday articles, bypassing paywalls and ignoring terms of service, to train their AI models. It seeks financial damages and the destruction of any training datasets and models built with their content. Like a snake eating its own tail, GenAI that is trained on painstakingly researched, expensive to produce content threatens to destroy the very news organizations by competing directly with them through AI-generated substitutive content, the suit says. If defendants are allowed to succeed, independent journalism of the kind plaintiffs produce will struggle to survive. The case is notable in part because the Seattle Times is suing two of its own funders. Microsoft Philanthropies underwrites some Seattle Times journalism projects. In 2024, Microsoft and OpenAI jointly funded a $10 million Lenfest Institute AI Fellowship that included both the Seattle Times and Newsday among its inaugural participating newsrooms. The Times says it maintains editorial independence. A Microsoft spokesperson said in a statement Friday evening, "While we're surprised by the lawsuit, we appreciate the importance of the Seattle Times to our region, and we're always happy to sit down and explore solutions to this type of dispute." It's not clear if there were negotiations or licensing talks in advance of the suit. GeekWire has contacted the Seattle Times Co. for comment. In its own coverage of the lawsuit Friday evening, the newspaper quoted a memo from Seattle Times co-president and CEO Alan Fisco, saying, "This was not an easy decision. However, we feel strongly that we must defend our content, which we spend millions of dollars a year to produce, from being used without our consent or compensation." The Seattle Times Union, which represents more than 160 newspaper employees, said Friday it supports the lawsuit, but that in ongoing contract negotiations, the company has refused to guarantee it won't replace non-reporter newsroom jobs with AI. If the Seattle Times Co. truly cares about the threat AI poses to journalism's business model, it should protect the workers who produce the copyrighted material at the heart of this case, the union said in a statement. Fisco, a longtime Seattle Times executive, took over as CEO on January 1, succeeding Frank Blethyn, who led the paper for 40 years and remains chair of the board. Ryan Blethyn, Frank Blethyn's son and a fifth-generation member of the family that has owned the paper since 1896, became publisher in the same transition. The complaint Friday includes examples of ChatGPT reproducing Seattle Times and Newsday journalism nearly word for word, including an 88-word verbatim stretch from the Seattle Times, Pulitzer-winning coverage of the Boeing 737 MAX crashes, generated when a user prompted the chatbot with just the article's headline and web address. The suit echoes the New York Times' 2023 copyright case against the same defendants, which just this week drew a U.S. Justice Department brief siding with Microsoft and OpenAI, arguing that a ruling for the publishers would stifle American AI development. The newspapers join a growing list of publishers suing OpenAI and Microsoft over AI training. In addition to the New York Times, that includes the New York Daily News, Ziff Davis, and the Center for Investigative Reporting, all consolidated before U.S. District Judge Sidney H. Stein in Manhattan. On Friday, the publishers in that case moved for summary judgment, as did OpenAI and Microsoft. OpenAI has struck licensing deals with more than a dozen other outlets, including the Associated Press, News Corp, and Axel Springer. Publicly disclosed terms of three of those deals top $300 million, according to the Seattle Times complaint. Updated with statement from the Seattle Times Union.